up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscope. Aries.
You've been bottling up your emotions, and if you don't get them out, you might exploit the wrong people.
Taurus.
Taurus, you're going to come to realize that other people's happiness will help you feel better about yourself as well.
Gemini.
You're testing your creative waters lately. This is new for you, and you shouldn't give up just yet.
Cancer.
You're in a self-contained mood, and you'll be more than happy to spend a big chunk of the day by yourself.
Leo.
You have a lot of things to tend to this morning. Once you're done, you'll be able to spend much-needed time with your significant other.
Virgo.
You might have to sit down with the family regarding how you feel and what needs to change.
Libra.
Your drive right now is to earn money. Let your passion motivate your move toward this.
Scorpio.
You may have conversations, Scorpio, that's going to help clarify your goals and how to accomplish them.
Sagittarius.
You can have some new opportunities today. Whatever it is, take the opportunity and run with it. Change is always good.
Capricorn.
For someone who never compromises, you're going to be a pro at it and wonder why you never did it before.
Aquarius.
You set your goals high today, and with the sun in your first house of self-image, you'll get the boost of confidence that you need to get through the day.
Pisces.
Mercury is making its way into your seventh house. That means partnership and marriage, Pisces. So you're about to get exactly what you've been wanting.
Those are your horoscopes for Wednesday morning. See them again on the website there at chum1045.com on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Chum 104.5.
In the morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Another cold Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But we're built for it at this point. And are we built for the what they're telling us is coming? Another... It just feels funny even saying it. Another snowstorm.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
That's for central and northern Ontario. Significant snow Thursday to Friday. But for us, the southern half of Ontario, rain and wind.
Yeah. Well, that...
So that's okay because that washes things away.
We'll take that.
Springy.
It's weird because some of the snow that's piled up now is like two layers thick. It's like the first layer is the second layer.
Yeah.
So the wash is actually very welcome.
I'm looking forward to that. And the other thing, too, is, if you hit one of those, places where you shoveled and you build up a wall, you could damage your car.
Oh, yeah. I hit one yesterday.
Did
like
you?
A big scrape underneath my car. Ew. I just kind of laughed at it. It was like, the maddening laugh.
Of insanity.
That was my March Madness, yeah. For sure.
You know, I was just saying to Azalea, though, it's like kind of spring, guys. I mean, we're still getting precipitation, but it'll wash things away. And it kind of, we're saying rain instead of snow. That's all right.
Yeah, it's like everything shifted over a month. You know what I mean?
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So we got a little sneak peek into that new Ontario Line subway extension. We get to see what it's going to look like. This is the reason why all of those bars on King Street West and Bathurst were shut down. Regulars, I think the Banknote is right across from it. These trains are going to be completely driverless, and they plan to move and expect 30,000 people per hour in each direction, and they're going to run up to every 90 seconds. So that already sounds great to me.
That sounds incredible. I mean, a very good option, a necessary. People are so frustrated about the limits of our current subway system. You hear people talk about it all the time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So these are going to stop at 15 stations, and they say they're going to be packed with the latest technology. Plus, they're entirely powered by electricity, they're saying. So it's going to have Wi-Fi, charging ports, dedicated spaces for bicycles and wheelchairs, and heating and cooling systems. So these aren't estimated to be done until 2031, even though they first said 2027.
What time is it, Marilyn?
So we have some time.
What did you say?
We have a while.
So is it
2031?
So really, let's talk about how that works.
Yeah. How old will I be?
2034.
Let's talk about the traffic that's going to be in
you guys will
the
be picking
area.
Me up at the house to take me here.
I know. Oh, boy.
Do you know what I mean?
Subways are hard to build.
I don't know how they do it.
They're very hard.
Yeah.
You know what you
could the stuff that's underneath that.
You should YouTube one day. I've done a deep dive on these ones.
Yeah.
You should YouTube boring machines.
Oh, I have.
They're very, very interesting.
Yes.
Have you seen these? As a,
no. Boring machines?
Boring as in like boring a hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. When the machine that bores subway tubes or like hole, it looks like something out of the Ninja Turtles. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Back in the day when Adam was a little kid, my son Adam, how it's made, okay? So
this
construction series, and I watched it more than he did.
Right.
And that was one of the things that they did. It's fascinating.
It's like this giant metal mole that goes in, like digs out a hole under the ground, like a worm. It's really cool.
That's very cool to know that they know how to do that.
Yep.
So this subway station, for those who are going to be able to take it in 2031, it's going to run from Exhibition Place along Queen Street downtown and then up Pape Avenue to the Ontario Science Center. So that's great because those places you can't get to right now.
Right.
That's right.
And so the biggest entertainment news story that happened yesterday, Lindsay Lohan revealed that she and her husband are pregnant. She posted a photo to her Instagram of a baby's onesie with the caption, "We are blessed and excited." The onesie says, "Coming soon." So we don't know the actual date on when this is happening, but very excited for her. She kind of did a full 180 over the last couple years.
She did a recalibration of the whole Lindsay Lohan thing.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds you a little bit of Paris Hilton, too.
Mm. Right.
You know, in the sense of, you know, these girls were in the news all the time for not such great reasons at times. And look, that they're going to become moms. And you know what? If Lindsay has a daughter, it's her biggest fear coming to life.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Right? Well, her dad said that Lindsay's super maternal. He said, "I see the way she is, not just the way she is with my kids, but with her siblings when she was younger, and even with other children. She has very maternal instincts."
Oh, that's good news. All right.
So it's nice to see. He said she's the glue that bonds the family together.
Nice.
But that is what's trending. Congrats to Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Glue.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. When you
wake up. Mornings on Chum 104.5.
We talked about slang words the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't talk about abbreviations, common abbreviations that you ever... Because remember yesterday in the studio, you guys asked about an abbreviation, and I had no idea what it was. I think maybe Azalea asked about the abbreviation. She said, "What does that stand for?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know." So I'm going to ask you guys a couple of abbreviations and see if we all know what these mean. Okay? TTYL. Pretty much everyone knows that means.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Good.
Yeah.
IRL.
In real life.
In real life, right? Yeah. Okay. BRB.
I should really write these.
Be right back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. OMW.
Oh, my what?
No. Oh, my word. No.
What is it?
On my way.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, when you're texting, if you type OMW into your phone, if you have an iPhone, that is, it will actually translate it to on my way.
Oh, okay. And they'll add an exclamation mark.
It will actually add.
Because you're never on your way. You're lying to the people.
Right.
Because you're late.
But I
you're not excited about
I think it's so interesting that Apple thinks that abbreviation is so acceptable that it actually will translate it for you. I don't think many people even know that feature exists.
No, I don't. I got a new phone, so I'm looking forward to it.
Try it out if you're listening.
So it'll just immediately go into that.
100%. Okay. It will. If you type OMW in your phone, it will spell correct it to on my way.
Okay.
Okay?
It's another one.
SMH. This is a very snarky.
Simone.
This is a very snarky. Producer Simone, SMH.
Shake my head.
But understand that shaking my head, when you type that, it's not meant like in a very passive
way.
It's meant like, oh, I'm shaking my head in disgust.
I can't believe. Like, eye roll kind of a thing, right?
Exactly.
Got it.
IMO.
In my opinion.
Okay.
NBD.
You can tell that I don't use any of it.
What was the last one?
NBD. And the way I said it should...
NBD.
NBD. It should even denote...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
N as in Nancy.
No big deal.
All right. Well, you got that one. FTW.
For the win.
Ah. Well, guess what, guys? When I text you, none of these things are going to show up. Because I'll be looking things up. I can't even figure out what some emojis mean.
Right.
Right?
Marilyn says IDC.
What's that mean?
I don't care.
Yeah. No, I do care. But I love them.
You don't have to.
But I love it, though. But if it will do it on this phone.
Yeah.
I got really upgraded. Simone said, with this, my new phone, I should be good for the next 4 years, did you?
Yeah, you got the 14 plus?
You're good to go.
You're good to go.
Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
All right, guys, how's this for some gym motivation?
Can I answer the question that you asked?
Sure.
What'd you ask?
The ask was, what age will you stop going to the gym?
Never.
Never. Okay. Don't we all want to know how long never is?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you really want to know?
It's that mind-body connection, right?
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. Yeah.
Well, never for Teresa Moore in California is at this point 103 years old. She's an 103-year-old woman in Cali, and she still goes to the gym. She lifts weights.
Ah.
She uses machines. She walks on the treadmill. And this 103-year-old, her advice for life is, try to be happy. Try to think of good things. But I also add to that, use it or lose it.
Yes.
Use it or lose it. That's like some of the new research that's coming out of the medical world, especially with, you know, they're talking about the brain.
Yeah.
If you keep challenging the brain, then your brain actually stays pliable and you keep learning even way into your older years.
I truly believe that. And that, you know, a lot of accidents for our senior friends happen at home. Like they trip over a rug or they fall down a step or, and then they, you know, they hurt themselves to the point where it's not good. The outcome is not good. So that's what I love about this. There's a friend of mine who's close to 95.
Wow.
She lives in Palm Beach. Her name is Ethel. Every morning, I look outside. I'm having my cup of coffee because, you know, I slept in a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's Ethel walking up and down the beach. Then she goes into the pool.
Okay.
Swims a couple of laps.
Wow.
Then she takes weights and does that. Then she goes and has a little breakfast. Then she goes and rides her bike.
There it is. Use it or lose it. You know.
It's amazing.
And you don't have to do really heavy weights. The swimming is low impact.
Yeah, very. Everything is low impact for her.
You know, but if you keep using it, meaning the muscles, the body, the skeleton,
the
body will support itself and keep, you know, saying, hey, we need more muscle cells.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Connection. Yeah.
So 103 years old.
Good on her.
Still at the gym, especially with the weightlifting, which is impressive.
That's really impressive.
I'll tell you what. Maybe about a year or two ago, I was like poo-pooing on the gym. Like, I don't want to go to the gym. Yeah. I'm back in the gym right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There's no better feeling than lifting heavy weight and throwing those weights up, and then when you're done, you're like, my body works.
Yeah,
it's a good feeling.
And you know, and the other thing too is you sleep better.
Yeah,
you eat better.
Yeah,
you feel better.
Yeah,
yeah, and you can lift up your kid.
Uh huh.
That's how I look.
Okay. And then you could be a real superhero in your own house. Okay, so keep it going. Way into those older years. 103, still lifting weights. That's my hero right there.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Going to see her ex-boyfriend Monday. Which one? I didn't say that. I thought you were going to say that.
No, it's John Mayer. I know. I know. And, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, he's doing his acoustic tour right now, which is going really well. It's just left MSG, I believe, in Boston.
Yeah.
Speaking of exes, listen to what happened in Spain. And I think this sets a very interesting international precedent. We'll see if it comes over this side.
Okay.
A woman is ordered from her ex-husband to be paid $215,000 for 25 years of housework that she did in that marriage.
So you owe me.
You owe me all this money for just the housework. So at some point she decided she wanted to divorce the guy.
Yeah.
And when in the divorce settlement or in the court proceeding, she said that she was forced by this man to not get a job, to not pursue her own career goals and life aspirations, and she and her daughter were forced to stay home and tend to the home. And then they decided to numerate how much is this worth.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, $215,000. So she'll be getting a monthly payment of $528 from the ex-husband. Interesting precedent. I mean, there's been a lot of talk, you know, with people saying, hey, listen, housework, being a housewife or house husband, if you want to call that, that has a price. And we should honor that price. It's actual work.
It's work.
This actually supports that.
It's constant work,
yeah.
So that's interesting. So rather than, I mean, we talked about the splitting of the house.
Yeah.
splitting of the, you know, assets, like a car, you get this car, whatever. Now we're talking about, yeah, but the work that I put into this marriage, even though it didn't work out well, you prevented me from working. I mean, or you prevented yourself from working. But in this case, the 16-year-old and the mother.
And there's also another daughter, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
So the there's another daughter who's 14 who is getting paid $638 a month because she's saying the similar thing. This husband didn't let them do anything.
Yeah.
For 25 years, know, obviously right. More for the mother, who's more than 25.
So that might be incorporated, as you're saying, into some legal action. So if you're thinking about divorcing your better half, you might want to look into that.
I think lawyers will be looking at that case and seeing if it could be applied.
Time spent driving the kids to the school, making sure the house is great,
yeah,
cooking the meals. It could go man or woman. Doesn't matter.
And, you know, there's also an argument for some sort of abuse because, I mean, like, you can't force... I just don't understand how people try to force their will on people like that, especially like, no, do not work. If someone has some, especially your partner,
yeah,
they want to do something and live their life, mm-hmm. you should support that.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, they would say to their sons and daughters,
yeah,
especially their daughters, you are no longer going to high school anymore. Like, my mom stopped at 14 because my grandfather said, we need money. You need to go work.
Wow.
So that's what she did.
Very different time.
Very different time.
Very different time.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
Should we talk about Harry Styles first or Oprah's secret ingredient?
I want to talk about Harry.
Okay, Harry Styles. So people think they figured out who he's dating now. It is an Australian influencer named Yan Yan Chan. She was born in Hong Kong. She grew up in Australia. And the talk here is that Harry actually slid into her DMs.
Ah.
And I don't know what he said, but that is how their friendship began. What does Harry Styles even need to say? Just hi.
But you know,
it's Harry.
Hi, it's Harry. But you know, if anybody does that, like, would you believe like a phone call? Would you believe it's that real person?
I would completely think that was a prank. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, you would, but it's from his verified Instagram account, right?
I'd be wiping my screen. It's like, is there something stuck to my screen? Is that a real verified tag?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess so. But they are both following each other. I just double checked that. Okay. So I'm getting my ducks in a row to tell you this story.
Isn't this how funny that we thought that Harry's DM had an accent?
Hi, I'm Harry. He invited her to a private after party in Australia in March. Well, I don't know if that's this month or last month. It must have been this month.
Yeah.
And then they just went. And it looks like that's what's happening. So she's an influencer. She has over 200,000 followers on Instagram. And I guess she's going to have way more now.
Yeah.
Because people are going to look her up. Mm-hmm. She's super cute.
Do you think he's as romantic in real life as he is on wax or on
I think he's extremely
lurks.
Charming.
You think so?
I think his charm probably never gets turned off.
I feel like there's a part of me that thinks he like belches and scratches his butt and stuff. I'd like to think that he can't be that perfect.
Well, he does not, but but you know, initially he's charming.
Right, and he still loves him some sparkle, right?
Right.
In some interesting food news, yesterday Oprah posted a video on her Instagram page about her favorite pasta made by her chef. But she said that the original recipe for this pasta is way too rich. It has too much cream. It has too much butter. But she said, you know, that is what the French love, and her chef is French. But since she wants to watch her weight, she said that she has this hack that she's been doing, and it still makes her pasta super creamy without adding cream and butter.
Okay.
So the secret ingredient is oatmeal water. So the chef cooks a batch of steel-cut oats and saves the water from that. And then he strains out the oats, and then it's kind of like oat milk.
Yeah.
It's that kind of milky, cloudy color.
Which is the milk substitute.
Deal.
Well, that's the milk substitute that I like the best out of all of them.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah,
and then they add that to the pasta sauce with all the other ingredients like sautéed mushrooms and all the
creamy
veggies. Right. And then this gives it a creamy, thicker consistency. So that's her hack.
And that's really what you want, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you want in your pasta.
I think you're seeing more of these kind of hacks with her because of Weight Watchers, because she's, 25% ownership of it?
Okay.
For sure.
So she's seeing, you can see her chef in the kitchen. She's not hiding that. But here's an idea, you know, and that's a good idea. I like that.
Right. Cut down on all that cream and butter and just use oats. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, real quick, Coors Light announced yesterday that they have this new product, Corsicles. So there's Coors Light Freezies, but they're non-alcoholic.
Oh. Oh.
But they taste just like you cracked open an ice-cold can of Coors.
Okay.
I lost you guys at non-alcoholic, huh?
Thank you, next.
That is what's trending.
All right.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Shum 104.5.
Gung, gung. Gung, gung. Shout out to Mr. Hart. Good morning, sir.
What's the story behind that again?
It's just another example of when your parents mess up lyrics.
Well, they don't know what it is, right?
Yeah. I did that the other day. A little four-year-old correcting me on lyrics to some, like, one of his cartoons. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, that's not the lyrics. That's not the name of the character. I'm like, who cares? And I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
I used to care.
Yes.
I remember when my mom would screw up lyrics, and I'd be like, I'll never do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know all the songs. Now I got a little toddler, little nugget correcting me on Paw Patrol lyrics. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
So that's the question this morning. What did you say that you'd never do? You know, I'll never do this when you said it as a kid. And now that you're an adult, you catch yourself doing it. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay. I thought I wasn't ever going to do this. You?
I will never, ever go to a seafood restaurant ever, ever go there because it's smelly. Because I made fish yesterday.
Yeah.
And you think that Everly, who's almost 4 years old, like, no, it smells. I thought, oh my gosh, that's one of those things.
That's so funny.
That's one of those things. And the other one I thought of was, and we talked about it in the room a little bit as we getting ready for this bit, was like, you know when your parents got mad because I said so or because that's the way it is?
Because I said so.
I thought, when I get older, I'm never going to. And I found myself saying, because I said so to her. And like, oh, no, because I'm trying to explain to her why without over-explaining.
And they don't ever get it.
They don't get it.
So then you have to go to I said so. That's what that is.
That's what it is. You're pushed to the corner.
I've done it too.
Yeah.
I'm like. And I'm saying that's not a suitable answer.
Yeah.
But it is. Because they don't understand anything you tell them.
I know.
You got to go to bed early so you could wake up tomorrow. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I said so.
Because it's the right thing.
That's it. Yeah.
Because that's the way the world works. Yeah. So,
that is the way the world
works. But, you know, it could be food. It could be an activity. It could be anything. Anything that you said. You said, I am not going to do that. No way. And then you did it.
Yep. That's called the circle of life. That's the real circle of life.
I remember we got a text yesterday. Azalea, am I right about a dog owner? First of all, owning a dog and then...
Oh, yeah. People saying that they will never own animals.
Yeah.
Now they're three dogs in.
and or they're dressing the dogs up.
Right.
Right.
That's actually my dad. My dad was always like, never having a dog. And he loves that puppy.
That little dog.
Kid. Yeah. You know, usually little kids, you know, they go, because they, if you have a dog... You know, I got to take the dog for a walk. Okay, you know, Marilyn, go take the dog for a walk. When I get older, I'm not going to have a dog. That kind of idea. But, then you turn it around because you go, I think I need one. That I don't have one. But, yes, this happens.
When I was younger, I was completely against having a standalone house, like a single-family home.
Oh.
I grew up in a single-family home. But my aspiration was always to move to the city.
Yes.
Like move into an apartment or a condo.
Oh, with a balcony?
You know? Yeah, with a balcony. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, sip my drink on the balcony and look at my peons. That's what I always said in my head.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Now I'm a homeowner.
No, but you did live in a condo.
I lived in a condo for a long time.
And it's like, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Then things changed.
But you lived in a condo in a tropical...
Yeah,
place,
yeah,
right?
A tropical place too. I lived
you
in
need to live there now, so you don't have to shovel the snow.
I would love to. Yeah, in the Cayman Islands.
So the question is, yeah, right. So the question is, Jamar, what did you say you would never do as a child? You'd never do
things
this?
You said as a kid. I'll never do this as an adult. All in.
Yeah.
Texas 104.536.
Don't wake it up. Mornings on Chum with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Things that as a child you said I'll never do, but as an adult, you did it. No choice. You're in. A lot of people saying parenthood. A lot of people saying that as younger people, they're like, I'll never be a parent. I'm going to be single and by myself forever.
Right.
And just ended up following the trend, being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people saying also things that I say to my kids. I'm becoming my parents slowly. Like, I guess
it creeps in.
It does creep in.
You catch yourself on what you say or how you do something. You go, well, that's in the DNA, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Someone said a text about Oshawa. Never thought I'd live in Oshawa. Been there for 13 years now. Very, very interesting. You know what? Like, sometimes life is so unpredictable that you can never really call it sometimes. You just have to just roll with it, whatever things throw your way.
You know, when you were a kid, you had such great friends. You really did, right? You really had good friends. I'm never going to ever give them up. They're going to be with me all my life. And if you're lucky if you still have those friends from when you were a little kid. Some of us do, but a lot of people don't because they move around or life changes or all that sort of stuff.
How about this one about choices of vehicle?
Yeah.
Someone texted, I'll never own a minivan. Currently driving a minivan.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's easier. How about premarital sex?
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, they're entering the world of reality TV. They teamed up with Apple TV to do this unscripted show about their two families moving in together to just see how it would go. So they starred together in HBO's True Detective. So I guess they just really loved working together and said, hey, let's figure out a way to work together again. So Woody is going to move into Matthew McConaughey's ranch in Texas. And then they're just going to have their families move in as well and attempt to just cohabitate.
Look at that. They have they definitely have chemistry, you know? They kind of have that light little thing together, you know what I mean? That personalities.
They've got the bongos together.
Sure, that too.
They've got that together. All right, that's fun.
Yeah, so 10 episodes, sure. And they describe it as this heartfelt, odd couple love story around Woody and Matthew McConaughey, and they call their bond a strange and beautiful one.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I'm here for the bromance.
The bromance is nice. Isn't it so wild to think that Woody Harrelson started off as like a side character on Cheers?
Yeah.
Like he was just like a guy.
Like that's how I'll always remember him.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any idea what like the name should be for this? Because they haven't named the reality show yet.
Matt and Woody?
I don't know. Well, aren't you creative?
You know what? I think it's going to be that simple.
It might be. Because I kind of like bromance.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bromance could be it.
Bromance. I like the simplicity of it. Yeah.
Yeah. In some local news, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is this weekend. So if you're trying to gear up tomorrow, you really need to have a game plan set in place for Friday. And then Sunday is when the parade happens. So hopefully it isn't too cold outside. But I'm sure all those green beverages are going to keep you warm. So the parade is on Sunday starting at noon. It's going to start at the corner of St. George and Bloor Street West. And then it's going to continue along Bloor before heading down Yonge Street. And then it's going to turn onto Queen Street. And then it'll end at Nathan Phillips Square. And then there's going to have live entertainment, some food and drinks. I'm sure way more green eats. So that'll be a lot of fun. So St. Patrick's Day is this week.
Yeah.
I feel like this came very quickly.
So it's St. Patrick's Day on Friday, but the party continues all weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so there's going to be tons. I'm probably going to create a list of places for you to check out Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Because, all weekend long. When it falls on a Friday.
It's magical.
Yeah, exactly.
We're lucky. Yeah.
Tons of places. I'm sure Toronto's going to have lots of things for you to do.
Yeah.
That is what's trending.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Woo!
In the morning. My station.
Chum 104.5.
Germaphobes won't like to hear this, but you'll have to hear it. Toilet bowls, probably the thing in your head that is the most dirtiest just because of what we do there. But it's not necessarily. Now, we've talked about a lot of different items, and they're often compared to toilet bowls when you're talking about germ content. We've talked about the dirtiest in the bathroom, which is the towel rack, right, Marilyn?
The toilet.
Right.
Or if you put your toothbrush near the toilet.
Right, we've talked about the toothbrush caddy.
Yeah, never put that near the toilet. It needs to be on the other side, far away.
Right. I want to talk to you about something that you put on your mouth, in your mouth even, every day, that they say is 40 times more bacteria-ridden than the toilet seat.
And it's gross.
The reusable water bottle.
Yeah.
Your water bottle that you carry to work with you every day that, you know, you're trying to stay hydrated, maybe the one you take to the gym with you every day, they say that is full of bacteria. Like, bad. And fortunately, some of the bacteria is not really going to make you sick, obviously, because you're not getting sick every day from it. But they say over time, the bacteria that accumulates on the water bottle is contributing to this new resistant to antibiotic bacteria strains, that the ones that they're starting to sound the alarm over.
The Petri dish.
A Petri dish. They say that the reusable water bottle contains twice as many germs than your kitchen sink, four times as many germs than a computer mouse, 14 more germ types than a pet water bowl. Like, the human mouth is disgusting.
Good morning.
Yep.
Good morning.
So,
So having said all of that,
I
had an experience which I'd like to share with you many years ago.
Okay.
Well, when you go to a juice bar
uh-huh.
and you order a juice, you know, and it comes in a glass bottle, you know, you should really pour it into another cup, because how clean or do they or do you see them sterilize those bottles?
Yeah.
Because I got a thing that happened to me a couple of years ago, and it was from that.
Medical thing.
It's kind of this thing. So, I mean, we are very desensitized now that we're out of, you know, lockdown.
Right.
But this is a big deal. You know what else is really dirty?
Yeah.
Is the inside of a purse.
I read about that.
It's really dirty.
It literally never gets washed or cleaned or anything, right?
That's why, you know, my little backpack that I have. I wash it at least every 2 weeks.
That's
because
good.
I just know it's in there. And your phone, Jamar.
Yeah, the phone is another notorious. They say they swab the phones and it's just full of stuff.
So I know we're trying to save the planet with the water bottles, but let's save human beings.
Well,
you really have to clean it. You have to sterilize it.
Here's the other thing. Yeah, you have to sterilize it. Wash it often with soap
and
water, and make sure that it dries properly.
Right.
Leave it moist and it's just sitting there. You know, where there's water, there's life.
Come on in. Come on in.
Yeah.
All right.
Wash it, dry it, use soap, let it dry. And
that was a public service announcement from Chum Radio.
Take your vitamins, too.
Yeah, take your vitamins, too.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Ladies, do you remember the movie Mean Girls? Right?
Yes.
Mean Girls, of course, the classic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look back at high school and you think about those mean girls in your high school, and you're like, how did they even have friends? Like, if you're so mean, how do people like you?
Mm.
And that actually followed from high school into college and university and even in the workplace. It's like, how do these mean people keep friendships? There is a scientific reason that they've now drilled down and said, this is why. When we try to make same-sex friends, this counts for women and this counts for men, one of the things that we are subconsciously attracted to is people who are vicious.
Huh?
And you'll never believe why.
Why?
People who are vicious or exhibit meaner qualities can protect us.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're the bouncer in the hallway.
They're the bouncer. They're the pit bull.
Her name was Patty Page.
Yeah, think about the mean girl, Patty Page,
Patty
in your
Page.
Group. Think about the mean dude, the...
Who was it?
The Rocco Mazzio. That guy
Rocco
was a...
Rocco Mazzio.
He was a mess.
Yeah.
Why was he even in our group?
But he liked you.
Yeah.
So he protected you.
He was the mean guy.
Yeah.
And this is why we have these guys in our group, because... We need somebody, when we're talking about our horrible boss, they're the ones that are going to let off all the swear words on the phone conversation, be like, you need to tell them, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yeah, you're right, right?
it's like a protector. Now I'm thinking of another guy's name.
Yeah.
His name was Shiris.
Yeah.
They called him Shiggy Holmes.
He sounds terrible.
And I'll tell you the story. He was about this tall, like really short. And when our moms were young mothers, we used to play with each other in the playpen. And then he moved away. And then he came back and he goes, you know what? And he really went to a tough school. Came back and goes, I'm back. And if anybody causes you any trouble, you tell them to talk to me. And this guy has no clout. I mean, he's just, you know, he's petite. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He made his name known in that school. So all the tall guys were behind him. And he was like, da-da-da-da. And I'm telling you, no one messed with me or him.
This sounds like those schools on TV.
Yeah, right. So I mean, it's
leather jackets.
Yeah,
Bobby socks.
And they smoked cigarettes.
Wait, oh my gosh, did they roll them up in their sleeve?
Oh, I think he did a lot of those kind of things. But anyway, having said that, they are protectors.
Yeah, and you know what? When you tell these people, the mean people, mean girls, the mean guys in your group, things that are going wrong in your life, they get angrier than you do.
Yeah.
And it actually makes you feel like someone's got your back.
They take it on themselves. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right.
That's the science behind that. Mean people are, they're in demand.
I thought it was going to be because they're not nice to anybody else. And then if you get them to be finally nice to you, you kind of
like
accomplish something.
Yeah, that's probably part of it too.
You know?
Yeah. Everybody needs a little bottle of poison, right? Yeah. So that's what they are.
Yeah. But when they offer their services, you're going, I'm not turning that down.
Right.
I like that. All right.
But you better give them a slice of pizza a week so they can continue to be your friend. Well, there it is. Think about that mean girl or mean guy in your life, and that's why they're there.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
All right, so I'm going to kick off with a couple entertainment stories. First, the Beyoncé tickets for her Renaissance tour this summer are, as I mentioned earlier, the most sought-after tickets on the planet right now.
Wow.
And Meg Thee Stallion, she shared how she actually got her hands on some.
Oh, baby, you know I called up them directly. Beyoncé, let me get a ticket.
Yeah, let me tell you, let me ask you, are you going to their party tonight? I know they have a little Oscar.
I am. After this, I am.
Come on, man.
First, you know Beyonce is my auntie.
I know that.
So that's Meg Thee Stallion speaking to a reporter at the Oscars on the red carpet. And she's just basically saying that, yes, she's going to the after party and that the way she got tickets was just calling Beyonce and asking for some.
You know what? I do owe her a phone call.
So, so maybe you can't do exactly what she did. But I mean, if you can, then just try.
It's all about the ask. The worst they can say is no.
Exactly.
Or they could say, who are you?
Exactly.
But yeah, that's a form of no, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they respect the, you know.
The hustle, right?
The hustle. Yeah. They're like, sure. Yeah. So the Toronto shows are July 8th and 9th. So if you're calling Beyonce, get on that.
She saved this BK in my phone. Just
Fancy. No. So Lindsay Lohan made a huge announcement yesterday as well. She said that she is pregnant. Her and her husband are expecting. She posted a photo to Instagram and it was just a baby onesie and it says coming soon on it. So we don't know the date. We don't know how far along she is, but I'm excited to see some pregnant photos of her.
It's kind of wild. I forgot that Lindsay Lohan didn't even have kids.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
I mean, she's young though, right? She's only 34, 35 maybe?
Yeah, she's still young, yeah.
She's around there. But the caption said, we are blessed and we are excited. One more entertainment story. Ariana Grande made a post yesterday as well. So those who are waiting to see what Ariana Grande has been working on, which is Wicked, the musical movie. Mm-hmm. She's playing Glinda.
That's great.
And they said that it's going to come out a month earlier.
Faster
that
than it was
happens.
Expected. That never happens. Oh. And they basically said that they've been working super hard on this movie and they were deep, deep, deep in the production. And every day they're getting more and more excited to kind of share what they've been working on. Yeah. So they decided to drop it earlier than planned. So the new release date is November 27th. But this is the part that shocked me, 2024.
Oh, well.
So not this year.
Good art takes
next
time.
Year.
Okay. But you know, it's interesting because that's how she started, was in musical theater.
Right.
So
right.
This is going to be great. And you know, all eyes on this because you love that play, and so many people do.
And Wicked has so many big musical numbers, like huge songs. So it's
Perfect
really,
is one of them.
Popular. No One Mourns the Wicked. Yeah. It's good that they got such a big vocal act
for that
show.
And this is something that Ariana Grande has really been looking forward to. Like, even before she got the role, she had said that, you know, I went to go see Wicked tonight and I really want to portray Glinda. This is my dream role. And then she got it.
Yeah.
And she didn't get it only because she's Ariana Grande. She still had to audition for it. They still were seeing other people. Sure. But she did end up getting it. So it's a dream come true for her.
I think she's going to be great in this role. Yeah.
And yesterday we were also shown a little sneak peek of what the new Ontario Line subway extension is going to look like. So this is some local news, of course. This is along King Street West. It's going to go from Exhibition Place along Queen Street in the downtown core and then up Pape Avenue and then to Ontario Science Center. So this is going to be completely driverless. It's just going to be run on electricity. They said 30,000 people per hour both ways. And they're going to have 15 stations packed with the latest technology, Wi-Fi, charging ports, dedicated spaces for bicycles and wheelchairs, heating and cooling systems. So this is going to be very, what's the word I'm looking for? Technology forward.
Yeah, up to date.
Up to date, modern.
And on a Friday night, it'll be run on Red Bull and vodka. That's that's what it's going to be.
That's it.
All right.
But that is what's trending.
Yeah.
Thank you, Delia. Yeah. They're going to have to keep up on all that technology before they install it. I mean, they're saying what they're going to do because gosh knows what's going to be coming, you know, down the pike.
Well, driverless is the trend with trains, you know, throughout North America. Just stand by for all the TikTok content.
Yes. Someone having dinner.
Someone having morning dinner. Someone having...
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
You said, what, Ides of March, right?
Ides of March. So that's when Caesar came into the Senate and then they attacked him and killed him.
Right.
Which is not a good day to have a meeting, okay, is what I'm going to say to you, but a great day to go get a Caesar.
Okay. The only Ides I know is St. Ides.
All right. So that's it. You know, that's what today's all about.
Not sure if anyone's...
And then it's just coming up close and we're running into St. Patrick's Day. Make your plans for that because it's on a Friday.
Yeah. And, you know, big weekend.
We talked about the fact that there's a storm coming Thursday night, you know, and snow. It's going to be in northern Ontario. All the weather forecasters are saying here in Toronto, it's going to be rain. I'm thinking, who cares? It's going to rain. Everyone's going to be at the pub.
Yep.
Right?
Everyone's
doesn't matter.
You're going to be wet one way or another.
Right, Simone? Producer Simone.
Yes, I'm looking forward to getting my whistle on Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. Producer Simone had two hands up in the air. Yeah.
Not a Guinness? You don't have a Guinness?
Oh, of course I'm having Guinness.
A perfect pour Guinness?
Perfect pour Guinness. No, yeah. None of this green beer. I don't need the food coloring.
That's right. All
true.
Right.
Keep it real. Keep it authentic.
Okay, well, look forward to the weekend. Al, we've got you covered again tomorrow with some more chances at tickets. We got money. We got all the things. But we do have another Stack the Cash chance today at 11 o'clock. Richie Favolaro coming up next. He'll get you your next $500 winnings. Just go to chum1045.com. Let us know who you are so we can call your name.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 1045. Podcast.